After nearly three decades, Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County's Executive Director Lydia Reedy is heading into retirement at the end of the year. Reedy has been part of the Cornell Cooperative Extension system for 43 years. In Ulster County, she has built Cornell Cooperative Extension from a staff of 20 and an annual budget of $575,000 in 1989 to an association with 35 staffers and an operating budget of more than $4 million today. I spoke with Reedy about her career. The U.S. Department of Agriculture began funding cooperative extension services through the land-grant colleges in every state. The extension's mission was to send agents into the county to spread knowledge from the university to farmers and their families, to keep them abreast of research and best practices in agriculture and home economics. Today, Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County's mission remains the same as it was in 1913, to enable people to improve their lives and communities through partnerships that put experience and research to work. And while the mission has stayed true, Reedy has seen funding streams change.
When I first started back in the 70s, most of our funding came from government sources, federal, state, and county. As that money waned support and for those kinds of programs became more challenging. So we've gotten into the world of working with educational grants and contracts. And we spend quite a bit of time trying to make sure that we stay on mission. So we're not just chasing dollars, but we're looking for programs that are going to further our opportunities to build healthy, strong communities in the counties that we live in.
She says that reliance on grants and contracts will become even more important. The program areas in Ulster County are agriculture and horticulture, healthy communities, 4-H youth development, and the Ashokan Water Stream Management Program to protect the water resources of the Ashokan watershed.
I think the need for what Cornell Cooperative Extension teaches is more needed now than it has been, you know, throughout my career.
Reedy served as a 4-H agent in Steuben County, New York, before spending some 12 years as 4-H Youth Development Program Leader in Putnam County.
That was a very interesting program. It is one of the youngest ones in the state, actually not getting started until the 40s. Most of the other programs started back in the early 1900s. And we had a youth fair that that county worked with. And it's still going on today. When I first got there, it ran for Saturday afternoon and Sunday, had about maybe 2,000 people coming out to it. We used used snow fence that the highway department donated to us that we used for pens for the livestock and set that up underneath tents. So I was there for about 12 years. By the time I left, we had about 20,000 people coming out to the fair, and then we were able to put up three buildings to house livestock and exhibits and rabbits and chickens. Kind of the crowning achievement, I think, one of my crowning achievements is working with that fair and the volunteers to really own it and make it their own. And it continues to this day as one of the premier events, I think, that happens in Putnam County.
She says there was one particular instance that put the fair on the map.
One year, Mayor Koch was running for governor, and he made this comment about anything above Yonkers was, you know, rural New York, and and everybody, you know, ordered from Sears catalogs and wore gingham dresses. One of my 4-H kids had a contact with the governor, the mayor's office, so we contacted him and asked him if he'd like to come to the Putnam County Fair and milk a goat, and he said yes. So he came to the fair, and it was just amazing because many of the people in Putnam County actually worked for the city. A lot of firemen, a lot of policemen and whatever. They were so excited that he was there. So that's the year that we topped 20,000. We had all these people lined up to meet him. He was very gracious, was scared to death of the goat. And so we didn't ask him to milk it, but we let him feed it. And so that worked out okay. And then the next day, because we are always try to be careful about making sure that we represent all viewpoints and whatever. The governor, we had invited the governor to come, who was also running. He couldn't come, but his wife Matilda came, and she judged a public presentation that one of our 4-H'ers did. Anyway, it was a great year for the fair.
She refers to the wife of former Governor Mario Cuomo. During her time in Putnam County, Reedy earned a master's degree in adult education and human resource development and went on to lead Ulster County's program in 1989. Part of Cornell Cooperative Extension's mission is to extend research-based knowledge.
going forward, one of our real goals for cooperative extension needs to be helping folks determine what is valid information and then acting on it. So that you can take a look at something on the internet and ask the questions about, well, where did this information come from? Is it peer-reviewed? Who peer-reviewed it? Is it real? Is it not?
And she has seen certain programs regain popularity while others fade.
One of the things Extension is noted for, or was noted for, is that if you had questions about food, storing food, cooking food, those kinds of things and whatever, your go-to place was Cooperative Extension. Well, as the funding got tighter and tighter, those programs, and folks had more opportunities to get that kind of information from the internet and other sources and whatever, that was one of the programs that we kind of, you know, we set on a back burner. What we found, though, is that more people are really becoming so much more interested in their food and where it comes from, how to grow it, and then how to prepare it, that we're running the same kinds of classes now that we did back in 1975. We're doing a lot of canning classes. We're doing a lot of food preparation classes. We're doing a lot of freezing classes. I would say the clothing construction, we're probably not doing as much with that. We used to have even adult sewing classes. We've always done it with kids. But I have found that clothing has become less expensive. When I was a youngster in 4-H making my own clothes, I made my own clothes because they were cheaper than buying from store-bought. And in my family, you did what made financial sense. So I, all throughout high school, made all of my own clothes.
As for why she is retiring,
the funding part of Cornell Cooperative Extension is extremely demanding. And I've been doing this for a long time. So I think somebody coming in with some new ideas and a fresh look at things and whatever is going to be able to help move the Association of Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County further ahead than it is now. So I guess it's just time.
Plus, she plans to spend more time with her family and perhaps start a 4-H club. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.